Oh, what's up, man? Alright, guys, this is gonna be a very quick video. As you guys know, I almost died in a possible plane crash a couple of days ago when I was coming from Medellin to Cartagena. So, this is a flight over here that almost crashed and had to do an emergency turnaround. If you guys haven't seen that video, this is the flight over here, JetSmart flight 5414. That's the tail number for it, flight 5414. July 23rd. The plane was scheduled to take off at 7:58, actual time of departure 8:13. It was supposed to land at 9:08, which is 50 minutes. If you guys remember, I told you guys the distance from Medellin to Cartagena is exactly 50 minutes from runway to runway. But as you guys can see, and before I even get to my plane, this is a plane that took off today. It landed at... It took 52 minutes to land. So again, guys, like I said, from runway to runway, it's 52 minutes from Medellin to Cartagena. Now, my specific plane over here, it landed at 9:15, and it took an hour and 2 minutes, which is almost an extra 10 minutes, and that's because the plane had to do a go-around. So for those of you guys who don't know, my plane landed on the runway, and within 2 seconds of landing on the runway, the pilot powered up the plane and literally took off like he was in a rocket. I wasn't by the window, but the guy who looked out the window next to me, he crossed himself and turned all white, even though he was brown. So obviously, guys, we probably had like a split second before we crashed into another plane that was on the runway. I don't know if any of you guys know how to use this flight radar tracking app, but I'm trying to get the history because I want to see, guys, I really want to see what happened. You know, I want to see none of this flight's history. This is these are different flights. This is, you know, these are all JetSmart flights. This is just this is not my flight. None of them are my flight, but it's a JA5415. I'm just trying to find out. I just want you guys to know that my flight is JA5414. Like I said, guys, it's either a 737 or an Airbus 320. It's an Airbus 320. That's a plane I was on. On, and again, it's a JA5414, and JA5414. I know that. Yeah, JA5414. So, like I said, guys, I'm trying to get the search history for it, but it's not giving me the search history for it, because I want to see what happened on, I want to see what happened to make the plane do a turnaround, an emergency takeoff. I'm pretty sure there was another plane on the runway. Again, guys, this is the plane over here. This is not the code. I don't know why it's not giving me the code for the plane, but let me show you my fucking email. Okay. Yeah, that's my State Farm payout. As you guys know, I was involved in an accident. They gave me some money for the car, which was enough to get the restaurant going, but wasn't enough to fully get the restaurant going properly with marketing. That's where you guys came in. This is a JetSmart over here. So that's my plane. It was supposed to take off at 7:58, land at 9:08, but it landed late. There it is. Okay, so here it is, guys. That's my plane right over here, JA5414. That's the flight number. Wednesday, July 23rd, 2025, like 2 days ago. It was supposed to land at 9:08. So again, guys, if any of you guys know how to look at the flight tracker app and see what made this plane do an emergency go around, like I said, guys, probably there was another plane on the runway that it was gonna fucking hit if it didn't do the emergency takeoff. So one last time, guys, I just wanted to show you. It's an Airbus A320. Okay. See, it says flight history, but it's not showing anything up. Again, guys, I'm using this on a mobile device. Maybe I should be using this on a computer. I probably should be using this on a computer, but I'm fucking too lazy. So it is what it is. Maybe you guys out there who know how to better use this crap than I do, maybe you guys out there can get more details. Let me know what the fuck is going on. But yeah, guys, JA5414, July 23rd, and you guys can see right here, the plane landed like 7 minutes later. You know, that's because it had to do the emergency go around. I know Coach Bitchpilot can get all up in my comment section for the last video and be like, oh yeah, bro, you don't have any proof this shit ever happened. There you go, motherfucker. You know, like I said, it's exactly 50 minutes runway to runway, but my plane landed an extra 10 minutes late. That's because my plane had to do a turnaround, and I don't know why. Oh, Lord, I'm getting fucking sleepy. Yeah, again, guys, if any of you guys out there are flight radar, flight tracking experts, you guys can tell me what the fuck happened with JA5414 from Medellin to Cartagena on July 23rd at 8 o'clock at night. What the hell made my plane have to abort the landing and do an emergency turnaround, okay, guys? So, alright, guys, cool. I'll see you later. Peace.